Accession number 30,010, Mr. Arthur Carter, Room 4. Now, we're just talking about, you know, sort of the typical day. What sort of duties would you have during the day? I mean, would you be on sentry duty? I mean, how were sentries organised? Because I presume there were sentries.
Oh, yeah.
How was it organised?
Well, it was done through the platoons and the platoon leaders, like, you know, the corporals or sergeants used to...
You were still just a private, I should just check.
Yeah, I was a private, yeah. I didn't want to be anything else.
Now, well, I'll come back to that. So, what was sentry duty like? What would you do if you were on a sentry stint? What would you do?
Well, in the trenches and that. Yeah. Well, you could only keep a lookout, and that's all you could really do. I mean, night time was the worst. We should be on guard every night, but nearly every night.
How did you stay awake? Or was it difficult?
I don't know how we done it, but we used to stay awake all right. You didn't dare go to sleep, I don't think.
Could you see much, or were they too
far away? No, these you see these little fireflies, you call them, like little lights they were, you know. And that got you something wondering what it was, you know, first of all, or was somebody coming, but it was okay on that.
Any other duties that you do during the day? You know, you're in your trench, what might the sergeant put you on?
I don't think we didn't have any, there wasn't any duties you could really do, only like...
What about wiring? Did you ever do any barbed wire?
No, I didn't do any of that, no. Obviously it was done,
but
I mean...
But not you?
No.
Was there any sniping? I mean, or were you too far away?
I mean, it was too far away for that, I think, snipers, yeah.
When you first got there, they got quite lively and they made an attack on the hill next to you, didn't they? A big attack, you know, when lots of things happened.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked them off and then they fought back. I mean, it's all going on next to you. I think it's November around 5th or 6th.
Yeah.
Do you remember that at all? I mean, what would you see?
Yeah. I mean, those poor devils there, they never had nowhere to dig in. It was all like rock on their hill.
And what could you see?
Well, we never actually... could only see the firing going on and the screaming and that, ordering and that. But there was a lot of them Scotch regiment, they all got, a lot of them got killed on there.
King's Own Scottish Border?
Yeah, Cosby's, yeah. They suffered a lot, they did, because they got... they just come over in waves of them, you know, these Chinese, aren't they?
Now, what could you... Were you a Bren gunner at this stage?
Yeah.
Now, what was your role as Bren gunner? Do you know what I mean, in the trenches? What did you have to do?
The Bren gun was mainly when we went out on patrol.
So you wouldn't set it up? It wouldn't be a defensive weapon?
No, we'd have it with you, but I mean...
I mean, in the trenches, you weren't particularly charged with... you know, laying down defensive fire or anything?
No.
So for you, it was when you went out?
Yeah, maybe.
On patrol?
Yeah.
Now, let's take a typical patrol. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how would a patrol be? When would you hear you were going on patrol? This is at the first place, in the Korang Sang area, or we call it that, I don't know what you know. Hill 327 or whatever it is, in that area. When would you know you were going on patrol?
Well, you wouldn't know until the day he was going out at night. He used to pick so many out.
Now, were you picked or did you volunteer?
No, I never volunteered, no.
So you picked. Were selection?
Yeah.
You were picked?
Yeah.
And what different types of patrol were there?
Well, we used to go out, I suppose, looking for... perhaps to set an ambush.
If, so you know, a fighting patrol. If we took make it a fighting patrol. Yeah. So how many you would there be?
Probably be about 13, 14 people.
And what weapons would you take? You'd take your Bren gun?
Yeah.
And what would they take?
Rifles. Yeah, take the rifles.
Nothing else? No Stens? No grenades?
No. Well, grenades, yeah. But not no Sten guns, no.
And would you have a number two, or were you the number two? I should have asked.
I'd have a number two, yeah.
So you were number one?
Yeah.
So you carried the gun?
Yeah.
And he carried the ammunition, would that be right?
Yeah.
So what would you do on a typical patrol then? Typical fighting patrol?
I mean, if you come across anybody, which was not to...
Well, hang on, how would you go out first? I mean, in what formation, you know, when would you go out, what time?
We'd go out as it's getting dusk. Night time.
So it was dusk?
Yeah.
And what formation would you go into as you moved?
We'd go in single file.
And where would the Bren gunner be?
Probably in the middle.
Where would the officer? Yeah, I presume you'd have an officer or sergeant with you.
We'd have a officer with us. And...
Where would he be? Next to you?
He would be next, more or less, in the middle there.
Now what would you do as you moved into Noah's Land? You creeping about in single file. Where would you...
Yeah. Or just used to go where they led us. Like, you know, the... towards the... Like, not in No Man's Land, obviously, but... towards their particular... lines, you know.
Now, how would you set an ambush? Say you were setting up. How do you go? Where's a good ambush point?
You'd make a circle, really, half circle. In a certain position.
What you looking for in a position? Well, it wouldn't be you, would it? But the officer,
no.
Sorry,
but no.
What sort of position was considered a good idea?
I would think where you possibly think that somebody might approach you, you know, which you couldn't be 100% sure whether you was in the right place or not. But
could you see paths that they used?
Yeah, there was paths there, yeah,
that'd
been used. So I've got like a rough idea where they might come in.
Now, what would you do when you said, so you go in a half circle, and then what?
Yeah. We'd just sit there and wait.
How long?
Sit there and wait for about an hour, a couple of hours. And then,
So you'd just be literally just lying there?
Yeah. Yeah, just keeping quiet as well. And that's about what we do, and then you make your way back again.
Did you ever trip the ambush? I mean, did you ever catch them?
No.
Not on your patrols?
Not on my one, no.
So, on the return, so you just... after you just come back?
Yeah.
Would you be debriefed, all of you, or just the officers?
Just the officers, yeah.
Now, what was a listening patrol like, in contrast? I mean, did you go on listening patrols?
No, I didn't go on them. Listening patrols, no.
So they didn't need a Bren gunner?
No.
In the first time in the life, are there any incidents that you remember in the early day? You know, just stories of what happened in the first, you know, that first phase, because you were there, then you went down to Sammy John, then you came back to Coingstone. Anything happened other than the attack on the Coisbys? Sorry.
on the one patrol that we went out of, perhaps old Fred might have told you that.
No, you tell us. Cause
yeah. We went out on this, we lost some men the night before. They'd gone missing, so...
Is this the patrol where Tal went out? The second lot? That's in the second stint at Coingstone.
Yeah, possibly was, yeah.
Where Bob Guest got wounded?
He got taken, yeah.
Yeah, and taken, yes.
Yeah.
So, no, that... Well, can we save that? Because that's the second stint. Anything from the first stint in that? I know it's different when there's two triplets in the same place to separate them.
Yeah. Oh, can't really.
No particular instance.
No particular instance, no.
Now, would you get any rest camp time during that first stint before you went to Sammy John?
We did have a 5-day leave. We went down to Poussin.
The whole unit or just you?
No, only a few.
Few at a time?
Yeah.
Was that a rest camp near Poussin? Because some of them went to Japan, didn't they?
Yeah, I went to Japan.
Was that the same one or a different one?
That was a different one, yeah.
Well, tell us about the Poussin leave. What did you do there?
More or less, when we was out, had a good rest there, and...
What was the rest camp like at Poussin?
It was like an army camp, really.
What would you do there? I mean, was that stuff arranged for you, or was it just somewhere where you were having a rest, you know, not lazing about?
Just mainly resting, yeah. Nothing really organised for us, but...
Did you have a canteen? So that's that. Did you have a canteen ever come up? You know, where you could buy beer or anything, or did you have a beer ration?
No, not a ration. No.
Any canteen?
Yeah, I think there was a canteen there. Yeah.
What did that do?
That done drinks. You could buy.
And that, would that come up to you in the line though, or was that just a?
What the beer? We used to have the Neffy come up there once a fortnight.
A van.
Yeah.
What could you buy?
Well, I used to buy bars of chocolate and tins of peaches because we never had much food up there. I used to buy as much as I could afford, and that's what I used to buy on there mainly. Well, that's all I used to buy is tins of fruit and bars of chocolate.
And that's all just because your food wasn't adequate.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you tell you, how were you getting on with the rest of the lads in the line? You know, any characters that stand out in your mind?
No, not particularly, no.
Well, what about the NCOs? Did you get on with them?
NCOs, yeah, they was all right, yeah.
Any characters amongst them? Any you particularly remember?
Not really as characters. I mean, I knew them as like corporals and sergeants and that sort of thing, but...
Were they good at their job?
Yeah, they showed their authority a bit.
Now, why didn't you want to be an NCO? Do you see what I mean?
I didn't want the responsibility of any men, like, you know.
Why not?
Because I wasn't that way inclined, you know. I didn't want any extra duties or being in charge and telling people what to do and...
Were you offered promotion?
Or? Yeah, I was offered it.
But, so you actually refused it?
Yeah.
Did they mind, do you think?
No, they didn't. They didn't. They wanted. They was always looking for people to take an NCOs like that. I never wanted it. Never wanted to do it.
Now, how'd you get on with the officers and the like? Because you should have seen a bit more of them there.
Yeah.
Who, was it Holden in C Company?
Holden, yeah, he was. Yeah, he was a.
What was he like?
Yeah. He wasn't a bad chap.
In what way?
You know, he was. He was a nice enough chap. He wasn't arrogant or nothing like that. I rather liked the bloke myself.
Was he a good officer? I mean, did he look after his men?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
What about tactically in action? Or would he not know?
No, I wouldn't really know what it was like in action.
What about the other junior officers? I mean, would you see, were they with you in the trenches or?
Yeah, we did have lieutenants and that there.
Any stick out?
Yeah, there was one with us who when he was out with us, he did get an MC for that.
Do you remember his name?
What was his name? No, I can't think of his exact name now. No.
Was it more informal with the officers in the line than
yeah.
it had been back in camp?
Oh yeah, there was no bullying your equipment up or nothing like that. You never had to clean your boots. I mean, and there was no brasses anyway because it was all black. It was green webbing and black fixtures, like, you know.
Did you, I mean, were you on first name terms or was it still formal?
Well, it was formal with the officers, yeah.
So it'd still be sir on?
Yeah.
Anything else about that time at Kuan Yin before you moved to the Sami Chon? I think you go there in about December, don't you?
Yeah.
The winter.
Yeah, the winter time, yeah. Yeah, I remember going there.
What was the Sami Chon positions like then?
Well, when we got there?
What were the positions like, yeah? Because it's a wide open valley, isn't it?
Yeah. We took over from the French Canadians there.
What was the line like there?
It was a little bit more flat there, but I know the trenches, the dugouts that we went in. We caught body lice in there because the people that had been in before them had them, like, and we picked them up there.
Was that a real nuisance? Tell us about that. I mean, how do you get rid of them once you've got them?
They give us lice powder to put in your blankets and to try and delouse yourself as well. Powder on you, just get under your arms and it.
But if they were in the dugouts, was there anything you could do about the dugouts?
Only just use the powder and that in there as well.
Did it go away after a while?
It went away after a while, yeah.
What about other nuisances? I mean, were rats a problem anywhere?
No, I didn't see no rats, no. Some people said the snakes and that was there, but I didn't see many. A sort of couple, but.
Were you worried about things like snakes? Or?
Yeah, I didn't like them, yeah.
Did you know if any were poisonous, or have you heard? Or was that
yeah, we heard that they was poisonous. Yeah.
Would you check your dugout and your boots and things before?
Yeah, I would check them. Yeah, make sure.
What was your overall state of health like? You know, by this time, because it's very cold. You seem to be losing weight. You said.
Yeah.
What was you? I mean, how were you?
I had malaria.
Now, when did you start getting that?
What malaria? Must have been halfway through it, I suppose, then.
What were the malaria precautions? And then we'll talk, obviously it didn't work, but yeah. I mean, what were you meant to do to stop getting malaria?
We used to have the tablets. Malaria.
Do you know what they were? Mepocrine or Paladin?
Paladin, yeah.
And did you take yours?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
Any other precautions? Did you have a mosquito net? Or?
We had mosquito nets over us, and at night time when you was out in the trenches and things, we used to put that horrible smelling stuff on because you had a net round your tin hat, like, and used to soak that in this stuff as well, but, to keep them off, but. Obviously, it never, you know, supposed to get the odd one creeping in. And
now tell me about, you actually got malaria. How bad was it?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I had to go into the field hospital, the tent there. And
what are the symptoms? I mean, because a lot of people don't know. I mean,
yeah,
we do, but they don't. The
symptoms were you really, really sweating at times. And then the next minute, you'd be freezing, cold. It's like sweating and cold all the time. And
what was the treatment once you got to the field hospital?
Well, just mainly drinking plenty of water and that. I can't think of anything else we done there. So I had a reoccurrence of that when I come out as well, in hospital with it.
How long were you down with it?
About 2 to 3 weeks.
Took quite a while.
Yeah.
Do you think we were well looked after in the field hospital?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
No complaints then?
No.
Now what about patrolling in the Samichon? It's different, it's not as hilly, it's nowhere near as hilly, is it?
No.
What was patrolling like in that valley? I mean, you must have done some of that. Do you remember any incidents from that?
Was that... That one where Guesty went, was it?
No,
it was the other one, wasn't it?
Yeah. The other one, yeah. I think that's in May. I'll look at the date for next time.
Yeah.
It's a wide open valley, flat valley floor.
Yeah. Is that near the Imjim River, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, we used to go swimming in there.
What was patrols like there? Because it's different territory. There was quite a few clashes in No Man's Land.
There was, yeah. But
nothing happened to you?
Nothing happened to me, no. No, unfortunately. Well, I think that's when we did get shelled there a couple of times when I had some near misses with the shrapnel and that.
Tell us about that. What's it like to get a near miss?
Well, you know, when you're sitting there and all of a sudden you hear this terrific bang and these bits come flying by you, you know, you soon get your head down out of the way then. Because, it's something you don't want to get hit by, isn't it? A shrapnel.
Were you aware of many casualties? I mean, did you see any casualties?
Yeah, we did see a few of them, yeah.
Any of your friends?
No, not at that stage, no. Not in that particular place, it wasn't, no.
Anything else happened at you don't seem to remember Samichon too well.
No.
It's fair enough. It's a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long time ago. I only more or less remember the old Imjim River and that.
Now, what happened when you went back to Imjim? Because that was in the rest area, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What would you... Because they went to Pak Hog Reservoir or something. There's a rest camp.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember much about that.
What about the Imjim itself?
Imjim, that was a wide, pretty wide river there. As I say, we only used to go down here to get our swim.
What was swimming in the Imjim like? It's quite dangerous for a start.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad in there. We never had clothes on, but...
Would a lot of you go?
Yeah, we'd probably go down about 6 or 8 of you to go down at a time.
Now, when you went back up to Khoang Chan, you know, to here, did you go to the same place, Hill 3-2, well, whichever hill it was?
Yeah, we did, I think, yeah.
And had anything changed?
No, I don't think so, no. Nothing would change much there.
So is the next big thing you remember, this patrol with Bob Guess, where he gets captured?
Yeah.
Well, tell us that story in as much detail as you remember.
Well, we went out.
What had happened first? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. They went out one particular time, and the night before us, and they got captured. They got in this bit of a fight, and they got captured anyway. They decided the next day we'd go out and look for them. So we formed a party up and we went out.
And how many of you?
I suppose about 14, as far as I can remember.
So usual fighting patrol numbers?
Yeah, 12, 13, 14, yeah.
And who was in charge of the patrol? Do you know?
Yeah, he was a lieutenant. I can't remember his name.
Wasn't Towel then?
Eh?
Towel.
Yeah, I think it was.
He'd been on the original, but I think he went out later as well. I just wonder whether it was him.
Towel.
You don't remember, really?
No, I'm not absolutely sure of his name.
That's okay. So what happened? Wait, so you got yourself together. The next night, this is. What happened?
The next day.
Oh, during the day?
Daylight, yeah.
Now, that's not normal, is it?
No.
Were you worried about that?
Yeah, a little bit concerned. I mean, going out in, right out in no man's land, when you're only about a mile away from the enemy hill.
You still, it wasn't a volunteer job, you'd still...
No.
Still just told to do it.
Yeah.
So, did you change your methods with it being daytime?
We obviously split up a bit and, you know, just kind of more or less looking for that we thought that we'd lost the day before. And while we was out there, we were spotted by these Chinese on the hill. And we could see them running about up there. And next thing, these three-inch mortar bombs was flying over. That's just when I said that.
At the same time.
Yeah.
So that's the time when you came under a lot of fire from the mortars. And
yeah.
You got one. So one of this patrol was killed as well.
Yeah.
And one wounded.
Yeah.
What was it like then? What do you do when you're under mortar fire?
There wasn't much you could do really because we were sitting out in the open. It was too far away to fire a Bren gun as well.
So you just take cover?
Just that kind of lay there and hope for the best, as you might say. Because they had their mortar bombs coming at us, where one bloke got killed and another bloke got injured. And they dropped quite a few. Because we had to carry the people back to our lines, got killed and that.
Did you find any of the previous patrol, Wormhold's patrol?
No.
Did you look far, or were you able to cast around?
Just
or?
Cast around, yeah, that's all we could do, yeah. Roughly where we thought they went.
Were there any signs of the fighting?
No. Not of the previous one, no.
Anything else happened on that patrol?
No, nothing else happened on that.
That sounds like the worst one you were on.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
But you didn't open fire, nothing to fire at, I presume?
No, too far away.